This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manira kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechitatu ndira 21 2015.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Sangano reNational AIDS Council kana kuti NAC rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuti matunhu madiki kana kuti districts azvirongere oga mashandisirwo emari inobva muhomwe AIDS fund hwave padanho repamusoro-soro.
Nyaya yekusatakurwa kwemarara mumadhorobha anosanganisira Harare, Bulawayo nemamwe munyika yose yonetsa zvikuru.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti nekukura zvakanaka kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika pamwe nekupera kweurongwa hwemauto emuAmerica muAfghanistan yasvika nguva yekuti America ichivhura peji dzva sezvo nguva yekuomerwa neupfumi pamwe nehondo yapfuura.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Sangano reNational AIDS Council rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuti matunhu madiki kana kuti madistrict azvirongere oga mashandisirwo emari inobva muhomwe AIDS fund hwave padanho repamusoro-soro. Mukuru anoona nezvemari musangano iri vaAlbert Manenji vanoti vakaona zvakakosha kuti vatore danho iri sezvo mamwe matunhu anga achichema-chema kuti ari kunonoka kana kutotadza kuwana mari idzi nekuda kwezvimhingamupinyi zvinokonzerwa nekugoverwa kwemari kubva kumuzinda. Vanoti pari zvino sangano iri riri kungoita zvirongwa zvakafanana kumatunhu ose pasina kutariswa kuti zvichemo zvinogona kusiyana dunhu nedunhu. Gore rino sangano iri rakaisa parutivi mari inosvika mamiriyoni mashanu ekushandisa mukurwisa pamwe nekudzivirira kupararira kwechirwere ichi. Matunhu makuru gumi emunyika kana kuti maprovinsi achawana mazana mashanu ezviuru zvemadhora, iyo ichazopiwa kumatunhu maduku zvichienderana nezvirongwa zvaanenge achiita. Svondo rino misangano yekukwenenzvera urongwa uhu iri pakati kumasvingo uko umiriri hwematunhu madiki ose ari makumi masere nemashanu munoshandira sangano iri huri kudzidziswa. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji nezveurongwa uhu tabata vaManenji.
Kana tichirwiswa chirwere chemukondombera hazvina kungoti maitira zvakaita munyika yaisa zvakangofanana. Zvine madifference, pachirungu tinoti haisi one size fits all. Zvinowanikwa kuBed Bridge as a district zvakasiyana nezvinowanika muHarare as a district. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti izvo tiri kuti isusu veBed Bridge, veChirumhanzu, veGoikon North, veMarondera Rural, munhu nemunhu mudistrict make ngaaidentifya atinoti mahotspots aye atiri kuti izvo ndiwo ari kukonzera utachiwana hutsva kana kuti atinoti mani infections. Saka tiri kuti isusu kana muchinge maidentifya mahotspots aya tiitai urongwa hwokuti mukwanise kurwisana nemahotspots iwayo zvichienderana nedistrict renyu by district renyu. Saka tokupai mari yekuita izvozvo. Saka zvichireva kuti izvo programu haisisiri programu iri kupushwa nehead office asi iprogramu iri kupushwa nedistrict by district vachiona mamiriro avakaita kuti varwisane nechirwere ichi.
Atingati maadvantage kana kuti kubatsira kunoita chirongwa ichochi ndezvipi?
Maadvantages acho ndeyekuti mari haichaperera mumatadza. Tichireva kuti izvo mari haichaperera kuadministration asi mari yaakuenda kwainofanira kunge ichienda kuno richa tinoti mabeneficiaries, vanhu vaye vanosungirwa kunge vachiiwana. Nekuti zvaakuitika apa ndezvekuti wedistrict akatoidentifya haasiri yewenaka anenge achiimplimenta asi inenge ichishandiswa nemaorganizations anga agara achirwisana nazvo ikoko. Kana tichitaura zvevana vari muzvikoro tiri kuti isu tine Ministry of Education chatingaite pa district level ipapo ku education ndechipi votitaura kuti aiwa tinoda kuti vandudze zivo iri muma teacher anoita guidance and counseling pa district ipapo kuitira kuti kana tikavapa ruzivo rwakanaka ndivo vapa vanenge vaakuita malicense ave guidance and counseling ma students vanenge vaakuchipa ruzivo rwuya rwekuti izvo kuti usabate chirwere unodai vachitaura nevana vedu. Saka ndiwo maadvantage yekuti mari yaakuenda direct kuma beneficiaries haichaperera mumatadza kana kuita sei. Ndiyo donzo hombe reprogram yedu.
Vanga vari mukuru anoona nezvemari musangano reNational AIDS Council vaAlbert Manenji vari parunare kumasvingo neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America, VOA. Nyaya yekusatakurwa kwemarara mumadhorobha anosanganisira Harare, Bulawayo nenyika yose uye kungorasira rasira marara pese pese inyaya yanetsa zvikuru munyika. Mumiriri webuera South mudare paramende vaJoseph Chinotimba ndemumwe wevatungamiri vari kushushikana zvikuru nenyaya iyi. Svondo rino vaChinotimba vakaratidzira kumbare muHarare nechinangwa chekukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vasangorasa marara pese pese. VaChinotimba vanoti panofanira kutarwa zuva rekuchenesa munyika mese uyezve veruzhinji pamwe chete nevamiriri vavo vachitungamira muurongwa uhu. Makanzura ari kuchema chema nerekuti ari kushaya mari yekuita zvirongwa zvavo zvinosanganisira kutakura marara nekuti veruzhinji havabhadhari mari dzemitero. Tungamiri ngomo weStudio 7 abata kanzura weward 13 kuSouthton muHarare vaPeter Moyo kuti tinzwe mafungiro avo.
Zvokutanga ndinoda kuti vachinotimba vazive chinhuwani kuti hurumende yavo ivo yavanobva yavanova nhemba huru inova ndivo vari muparamende yakavapa tiketi rokuenda muparamende chivo vakatanga nyaya izvi. Ndinoshamisika kuti vakuzoona nhasi vachinotimba vaifanira kunge vakazoona kudhara nokuti vaitora vanhu vachivhose vhetaya anokonewa basa sitereki vasimbe dziya dzinobva mulocal government dzinobva kupi vonodzikanda kukanzuru kuti ndaunozorora ikoko ndokuchana chavatete chinofanira kunorara chiri ikoko zvitanda kusoti habhachi basa rekanzuru risingaendeviri mberi vachisvera vakagara vachisiya mabhachi mumaofisi vobuda voenda vonotandara kwavanenge vari. Saka uyezve vanhu ivavava vatinotarisira kuti vange vachibhadhara marefu kukanzuru kuti iko kanzuru ikwanise kutakura marara ikwanise kutumisa mvura ikwanise kutambirisa vanhu vanoita basa iroro marovha. Vanhu ivava makambani yese iri muhwadhi yambiri ine makambani akawanda sereki akavhara yese hakuna kana kambani iripo inoopareta kana ichioparata inoopareta 10% capacity marovha vanhu ivavo. Ukaenda mutauni imomo vane madegrees vari kutengesa airtime vari kutengesa madomasi vari kutengesa vari kugocha chibage chokuti vatengese vapedza izvozvo vanosiya chibage chacho. Iko zvinezvi kune vanhu vakakurwining pati kuzanupf ikoko ndo vari kukolekta mari vachiunganidza vanhu marovha vati tengeserai apa muchiuya muchindipa madhora tengeserai apa muchindipa madhora vongokanda vamurara pavanoda mapurisa iko zvino havaikwanisi kana kuita chinhu nokuti ruling party iri kungoita zvainoda iri kanjake chake.
Asi dambudziko riri papi chaizvo vaMoyo, sei sekanziri musingatakuri marara uyezve vanhu vanenge vachingorasa marara pese pese mune mitemo here yekuvabata nemhosva sekanzuru?
Mitemo yanga iripo yasi haishandi. Imwe yacho yakaitiwa nerodhizha kare kare, imwewo tiri kuzama kuti tichinjewo iko zvino. Tinozama kuti tinge tiva nemaandilita monitors mumarokeshini matinobva.
Avo vanga vari kanzura weward 13 kuSouthton muHarare vaPeter Moyo vachitaura vari parunare muHarare makare nantungamiri ngomo weStudio 7.
Mumwe murume ari chizvarwa chemuAmerica akabatwa nemhosva yekubatsira hurumende yeZANUPF pakukurudzira America kuti ibvise zvirango zvayakatemera Zimbabwe vaGrigory Turner vakatongerwa kugara mujeri kwegore nemwedzi mitanhatu nedare nezuro. vatena vakabatwa nemhosva iyi mumwedzi waGumi guru gore rapfuura, uye vanonzi vakanga vachishanda nemumwe wavo vaBen Israel kukurudzira nhengo dzeCongress muAmerica kuti dzibvise zvirango zvakatemerwa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevamwe vavo izvo zvisingabvumidzwi nemitemo yeAmerica. VaIsrael vakabvuma mhosva iyi gore rapera vakatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemwedzi minomwe. Pamashoko avakatura mudare nezuro, vatena vakati vane urombo nekutyora mutemo, asi vakati izvi vakazviita nechinangwa chekubatsira vana veZimbabwe avo vanoti vari kudya nhoko dzezvironda nezvirango izvi. Mutungamiri Nkomo Studio 7 abata nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vaNkululeko Siwanda kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzavo nezvenyaya iyi.
Ndofunga kuti kana tichitarisa munyaya dzekudyidzana kunoita nyika nedzimwe dzepanze, tinoona kunga apa aiwa havana kunyatsobatirwa pakona chaipo. Vanenge vaita rombo rakanaka zvikurusa 15 months, handifunge kuti tingati vaipisiro zvakanyanya tichitarisa kuti panga paine mutemuka wezidera waita pafanirwa kunga paine ujidzikano pakati pevanhu vemuAmerica kana kuti makambani emuAmerica nehurumende yevaMugabe. Saka ndinoona kunga pane kuti America yanga haisiri kunyatsosimbisisa nyaya yekuti pasaite kudyidzana pakati penyika mbiri idzi.
Vatena vakaudza dare zvekuti vane urombo nekupara mhosva, asi vanoti havana urombo nekuedza kubatsira vana veZimbabwe nekuti zvirango izvi zvibviso. Muri kuona sei nyaya?
Ndoona nyaya iyi kuti inongodzokera kumashure ipa, kuti mabatirwo akaitwa nyaya yekuti nyika dziri mhiri idzi dzibatsire vanhu vemuZimbabwe vaite yatinoti demokrasi iya, haina kunyatsobatwa zvakanaka neunyanzvi. Yakabatwa nenzira yekuti pakasara paine vanhu vakawanda vakafunga kuti aiwa kuti vaMugabe varikukanganisa kwakufanana nekuti aiwa Zimbabwe haifanire kunga ichizvitonga zvakaita seizvozvo. Saka ava ndinofunga kuti vatena munhu waaiva achisapota Africa kuti izvitonge mumakore apfuura aya pataitongwa neBritain. Saka varofunga kuti nyaya iripo ichiri ngoriri nyaya iyoyo. Asi tinogona kunga tichizvitarisa nerimwe divi toti isu aiwaka, pane vamwe vanoti matongerwo ari kuitwa nyika navaMugabe nehurumende yavo haana kumira zvakanaka. Ukavabatsira unenge usiri kubatsira vanhu 14 million, unenge wabatsira ivo neshamwari dzavo kuti varambe vakasimba vaine mari yokudzvanyirira ruzhinji. Saka ipapo ndopandofunga kuti pane musiyano, uye panorakidza kuti mabatirwo akaita nyaya yedhemokrasi nenyika dziri mhiri akaita kuti ipesanise isaite jekerere mune vanhu.
VaNkululeko Siwanda vanoongorora nyaya dzematongerwo enyika uye vanodzidzisa kuHuddersfield University kuEngland. Vanga vachitaura naMutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Zvirongwa zvekupa vana vechidiki mishonga yekudzivirira chirwere chebhiwazia nezvemudumbu munyika zvakatangwa negurukota rezveutano zvinonzi zviri kufamba zvakanaka pari zvino. Mumwe chiremba Dr. Douglas Gwatidzo vakurudzirawo vabereki kuti vasati vaendesa vana vavo kunopiwa mishonga iyi vanofanira kuti vakurumidze uye vanofanira kuti vavape zvekudya. VaGwatidzo vaita hurukuro naMavelas Mhlanga nyauye weStudio 7 kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvenyaya iyi.
Chirwere chebhilazia chinowanikwa munzvimbo dziya dziya dzinenge dzine mvura ichiri kufamba ichiri kuyerera, yatoti stagnant water pachirungu. Munowanikwawo zvehozhwa dziya dziya dzinotakura mahomisi acho majemisi acho anokonzera bhilazia, ende dziko dzakadairo dzinowanzowanikwa kumaruwa kuya kwekuti vana vechidiki nekushayikwa pekwekutambira zvakaita sekutuhwina kana mamwe mawater games anoitwa munziko dzakavakwa kumaurban areas vanopedzisira vachienda kuti masuwa itotutu tinenge takachengeta mvura votambira imomo. Sipamberi apo bhilazia rine zvarinokonzera mudundiro, muitso nedzimweni dzenguva kana liva chaimo muchiro pamuya vanogona kuzopedzisira vaakuita ayatoti macomplication anozovakuwadza pamberi apo.
Munhu angaziye sei kuti mwana abatira chirwere ichochi chebhilazia?
Panofa panofana kunge pane umboo kuti mwana akatambira munzvimbo yakadero zvinowanzora mwana abatira kumasa zvekuti paya paanoenda kunorasa mvura iye ega anotaura kuti pandapedza kurasa mvura paya ndaona ropa chidonho zvichireva kuti ropa iropa rinowanikwa kwekupedzisira kwekurasa mvura kwete kuti mvura yese inenge yakatsvuka asi ropa rachowanzobuda kwekupedzisira kwekurasa mvura zvinodaro nokuti kautachiona kanokonzera bhilazia kanenge kakabatirira pamadziro kana kuti ndingati pawo yebhilazia saka paanopedza kuita weti kufamba kunenge kuchiita nyama dzemudundiro dziyadziya dzimwane dzenguva kunodisturba kanhu kaya pakakabatirira pobva patanga kubuda ropa ropa rozotesa rakubuda panokwira mvura iya.
Pane vamwe vanotya kutora mishonga iyoyi yekurapa bhirazia iri kuwanikwa ichipiwa negurukota rezveutano. Imi mungayambire vabereki kuti chii panyaya iyo yekutora mishonga yekudzivirira chirwere ichi?
Vandingayambira vabereki ndezvekuti kune vamwe kuti havangoivane nemishonga. Saka zvinoitika ndezvekuti munharaunda kana munzvimbo yega yega pakaita mumwe chete anowanikwa achirwara kana kurufenda nokuti atora mushonga uyu. Vanhu vamhanyisa shoko rekuti kwaita mushonga unouraya. Kana uchiziva kuti mwana wako pane zvaanoita kana atora mumwe mushonga zvako kunyange usiri bhirazia unofanira kuzivisa vanorapa kuti inini mwana wangu paakambotora mushonga wakadai akaita zvakadai zvakadai zvakadai. Vanorapa vanogona kuongorora kuti mushonga waari kuda kupa munhu wakafarana here neuya wakaita kuti mwana ako ari kana kuti awedzere kurwara voona zvavangaita kuti mwana asawana mushonga.
Avo vanga vari chiremba vanoshanda vakazvimirira Dr. Douglas Gwatidzo vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare webhusaiti yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chave neFacebook page, endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mapurisa emuIsrael anoti mumwe murume wemupalestine abaya nebanga varume gumi nemumwe vanga vari mubhazi vamwe pedyo nebhazi muTel Aviv. Mapurisa anoti kurwiswa uku kwatangira pamutyairi webhazi pamwe nevanhu vanga vari mubhazi iri. Murume uyu anonzi azobaya zvakare mumwe munhu anga ari panze pebhazi apa angaoedza kutiza. Murume uyu anonzi ane makore 23 apfurwa pagumbo ndokubva abatwa nevachengetedzi vemajeri. Mutauriri wemapurisa anoti munhu uyu anoitwa Hamza Mohammed Matruk uye mugari wemunzvimbo yakatorwa neIsrael yeWest Bank. Vakuru vakuru vanoti munhu uyu akapinda muIsrael zvisiri pamutemo.
Mumwe mukuru mukuru wechikwata cheLord's Resistance Army ari muusungwa kudare reInternational Criminal Court muHague. Dominic Ongwen achaongororwa utano hwake mushure mekutakurwa nendege achibva kuCentral African Republic. Ongwen ari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare munguva pfupi inotevera. Kusvika kwake kuInternational Criminal Court kupedza urongwa hwemakore gumi hwekuedza kuendesa kudare murume uyu uyo ari kupomerwa mhosva nhatu dzekutyora kodzero dzevanhu pamwe nemhosva ina dzine chekuita nehondo.
Chikwata chiri kurwisa muNigeria cheBoko Haram chinoti ndicho chakauraya vanhu muguta reBaga uye chiri kuyambira kuti chicharwisa zvakare. Video yaiswa paonline nhasi inoratidza mukuru wechikwata ichi Abubakar Shekau achiti tisu takaurayisa vanhu vakawanda muBaga uye tichaita izvi zvakare. Nhengo dzechikwata ichi dzinoonekwa dzichiratidza zviuru nezviuru zvezvombo zvinosanganisira zvimbambaira pamwe nemarocket launchers.
Magatira ku Studio 7 tiri kutevenjura tiri mu Washington DC.
Akateerera ku Studio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata pa channel zim muchishandisa decoder re Wisdom kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wisdom tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetseka kana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare. Moskana zvakare kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pa channel CH Zim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pa satellite TV, pa smartphone nepa internet pa www.channelzim.net.
Magatera ku Studio 7 anemi muchirongwa ndinwenyu Blessing Zulu nemuwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
Mutungamiri wa America vaBarack Obama vanoti nekukura zvakanaka kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika pamwe nekupera kweurongwa hwemauto emuAmerica muAfghanistan yasvika nguva yekuti America yachivhura peji idzva sezvo nguva yekuomerwa neupfumi pamwe nehondo yapfuura. Vachitaura paurongwa hweState of the Nation nezuro manheru, vaObama vakabuda pachena kuti havasi kuzotsigira mitemo ichapasiswa muparamende izere bato reRepublican Party inenge isingakoshesi zvido zveveruzhinji. VaObama vakati yasvika nguva yekuti vanhukadzi vapiwe mari yakaenzana nevanhurume kwete kuita rusarura panyaya dzemihoro.
VaObama vakatiwo vanhu vanofanira kubhadharwa mari dzenguva yavanenge vashanda zviri kunze kwemaawa avanoshanda pazuva. Vakatiwo nguva ino mugore ra2015 munhu akwanise kurarama nemari inoita zviuru gumi nezvishanu zvemadhora pagore seiri kupiwa vashandi vepasipasi muAmerica. Vakaudzawo nhengo dzeCongress kuti kana dzichifunga kuti munhu anokwanisa kurarama nemari iyi, ivo ngavaedze kurarama nemari shoma yakadai. Vakakurudzirawo Congress kuti itare mitemo inopa kuti vanhu vatambiriswe mari inoenderana neupenyu hwanhasi.
Panyaya yedzidzo, vaObama vakati nyaya yekuti America yakaita kuti dzidzo yepasi ive pachena ndiyo yakapa kuti nyika iyi iende pamberi munyaya dzezveupfumi kudarika nyika dzakawanda. Vanoti vanoda kuti vanhu vaende kuchikoro pachena, kuzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro, munharaunda mavo kana kuti macommunity colleges.
VaObama vakatiwo yasvika nguva yekuti America idyidzane kunyanya nenyika dzayanga isingawirirane nadzo. Vakati kusimba kweAmerica munyaya dzehondo kunofanirwa kuremekedzwa nemaitiro ayo ane chiremera kune dzimwe nyika. VaObama vakabuda pachena kuti hapana sarudzo dzavachapinda uye makore avo maviri asara vachaita zvose zvavanoona kuti zvinosimudzira America. Vakatiwo vachaita izvi vakabatana neCongress asi vakayambira kuti vachatsigira chete zvavanoona kuti zvinobatsira nyika. Mukuzeya mashoko avaObama, tabata gweta rinoongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vachishanda pari zvino sechipangamazano cheNational Endowment for Democracy pasi pechirongwa cheReagan Facial Democracy Fellow muno muWashington DC vaArthur Gwagwa, tikatanga nekuvabvunza kuti vanoona sei mashoko avaObama.
Vanhu vazhinji vari kuti ivo mashoko avaObama nezuro paState of the Union Address ndiyo yatingati State of the Union Address yakanyatsonakisisa. Ndingangoti paState of the Union Address akaitwa ese muno muAmerica. Vanhu varoti vaObama vakaseva vakagona. Ini ndinobvumira nevanhu vari kudaro nekuti kunyanyanya chinhu chavakanyanya kugona ndechekutaura zvido zvevanhu. Makaona here vachipa nhoroondo yemhuri dzakatambura apo maekonomi yeAmerica payainge isiri kunyatsofamba zvakanaka. Vanhu ivavo upenyu hwavo hwanaka. Saka chinhu chandakanyanya kufara nacho ndechekuti zvevaObama vakakwanisa kutaura zvinhu zvido zvevanhu. Kechipiri, havada kungouya vachitaura ngano, vainge vaine mafacts nemafigures kuti aiwa muna 2008 patakapinda muhurumende ndomamiriro ainge akaita zvinhu upfumi hwenyika kasi honai patavi. Saka chinhu chandakanyanya kufara ndechekuti izvo inyika yekuti vanokwanisa kuchengeta maybe data nemastatistics kuti kana vaya vanoshoropodza votaura unogona kungoti bvu ndoumbo uyu But kechitatu chinchi ndakanyanya kufarira pa kutaura kwavo inyaya yetsika atingati ma values enyika kuti ndo ma values atinoda isu sema Americans saka nyaya ma values nyaya citizenship nyaya yekuti vanhu tive tine that sense of belonging inyaya inokosha asi vakaendera mberi vakataurawo ne you know vanhu kadzi nevamwe vanhu vanowanzodzvanyirirwa saka nekuona kwangu asi kutaura kwavo kutaura kwainge kwakadzama zvachose nekuti kwakabata nyaya dzakawanda wanda uyezve vakaratidza yatingati sincerity pachirungu kuti munhu ane mwoyo wakanaka munhu akanyatsorodza kuti zvinhu zvaari kutaura izvi hazvingove zvekutaura bedze kasi zvaibva mumwoyo wemunhu ane rudo nevanhu vake
ko Zimbabwe chii chaingadzidzawo pamashoko akataurwa navaObama
chinhu chatingadzidze seZimbabwe ndakuti chekutanga inyaya yekubatana nekuti mapato akasiyana-siyana tikwanise kushanda pamwe chete yavanoti bipartisanship kuti marepublic nemadhemocrats vashande pamwe chete zvakanaka kuti nyika ibudirire kechipiri vakuru vakuru vemuZimbabwe ndikangoti vari muhurumende vari muMDC nemamwe mapato anopikisa chinhu chinonzi hurumende kuita zvido zvevanhu kufadza vanhu kwete kuzvifadza iwewe
avo vanga vari vaArthur Gwagwa Gweta rinoongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachishanda pari zvino sechipangamazano musangano renational endowment for democracy pasi pechirongwa cheReagan Facial Democracy Fellow vanga vari parunare muno muWashington DC
Chirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusatakurwa pamwe nekuchengetedzwa kwemarara mumaguta mazhinji emunyika.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei ma text messages panamba dzinoti 1202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogona kufona panamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palive talk.
Sezo nguwa edia pera, gaitimbota samsore ina uzakare.
Zangano re National AIDS Council, rino tuurongwa waru wekuti matunu madika azvirongere oga, mashandisiro emari inobva muhomwe AIDS fund, wawe padanho repamusoro.
Kusatakurwa kwemarara mumadhorobha, anosanganisira Harare neBulawayo, kuonetsa vanhu vakawanda.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama, vanoti nekukura zvakanaka kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika, pamwe nekupera kweurongwa hwemauto muAfghanistan, yasvika nguva yekuti America ichivhura peji idzva. tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC
neni wenyu Blessing Zulu pamitambo yeAFCON iri kutambwa iko zvino Burkina Faso 0 Equatorial Guinea 0
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
People living with the HIV virus in the countries are said to benefit from the National AIDS Council's plans to decentralize funding to the district level.
The problem of uncollected garbage and littering by members of the public continues to blight Zimbabwe's towns and cities, including Bulawayo and the capital Harare, otherwise known as the Sunshine City.
And a defiant President Barack Obama delivers his sixth and ultimate State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C.
The National AIDS Council says plans to decentralize funding of HIV/AIDS programs to the district level are at an advanced stage. NAIC Finance Director Albert Manenji says decentralization will help people living with the HIV virus receive treatment early and through their local institutions that know their records. The council is currently running orientation meetings in Mashingo, where representatives from its 85 districts are being introduced to the plan. This year, the council set aside $5 million to support various HIV prevention interventions throughout the country. Each province will benefit from $500,000 the NAC will distribute to districts to meet their specific needs based on district-driven plan. Manenji tells Studio 7 the plan is not new, but implementation had been delayed due to a number of issues.
What we are doing is that we're trying to make sure that resources are actually provided to the districts. Why? Because in Zimbabwe, we use what we call district response initiative, which means that as we have our national response to HIV and AIDS, districts have got a different uniqueness in terms of the drivers that drive the epidemic and what have you. So as a result, each and every district is expected to respond in a way that will suit what is relevant to it. So you may discover that the drivers in Bedbridge are totally different from the drivers in Harare. So at the end of the day, the resources are now supposed to be provided to these districts so that they are able to respond to their needs. What they are expected to do is to identify what we call the hotspots, the key drivers, and the plans and activities they have.
What are the advantages of this decentralization of funds?
The advantages of decentralization of funds, you know, when people are planning and knowing that they've got the resources, they are able to plan and come up with whatever the resources they have. And secondly, you realize that when you do planning with the communities and what have you, the funds are going to go direct to the beneficiaries, the communities, the disadvantaged society, those are, will be the beneficiaries. Whereas if it is from the national point of view, what it means is that as the money trickles down, I think there will be some safety nets where some resources will actually remain at different level. But under this level, we are saying we give you the money, and you plan at that level so that the money benefits directly the beneficiaries as compared to where sometimes the funds, they then go to administration and other issues.
That was National AIDS Council Finance Director Albert Manenji on the phone from Mashingo with Studio 7.
The problem of uncollected garbage and littering by members of the public continues to blight Zimbabwe's towns and cities, including Bulawayo in the capital Harare, otherwise known as the Sunshine City. Once revered for its orderliness and cleanliness, Harare's glow has disappeared under the shadows of piling rubble and refuse. And now one man is taking matters into his hands, calling for a national cleaning day and calling on members of the public and politicians to take responsibility and clean their surroundings. Buhera South Member of Parliament Joseph Chinotimba brought the issue to the national spotlight this week with a demonstration in Bare where he collected trash in his car near a school. Councils complain they are financially hamstrung to carry out their mandate because residents are not paying their dues. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached Harare Councillor Peter Moyo for his perspective on the cleanliness push.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I would like to thank Honorable Chinotimba for a job well done. But I would also want to remind him that this problem is not a problem on its own. It's a problem which was started by the government, which is the ruling party where he is coming from. And he's starting to see it now, but we saw it long back. The local authorities are incapacitated because, first and foremost, the ruling party saw it fit to recruit political activists from their side. And they started to relax the people who are on pension to sit at work and leave jackets in the office and go out of office. And today, things have gone out of hand. It's not the problem of the people who are staying in these suburbs. That is the problem of government. Because when the city of Harare, city of Ulawayo, city of Gweru, city of Mashingo, whatever city in Zimbabwe, is not funded, you cannot then expect a local authority to take money from the tree. You cannot expect the people who are staying in these residential areas to come and pay to the local authorities when the companies are closing on a daily basis. However, it is good enough for residents to make sure that if they are going to dump something outside their houses, it's not advisable to just dump anyway. They have to find a place far away from their vicinity so that they are not going to contaminate a lot of diseases because they are endangering their own life, and especially the kids who will be playing in those streets.
As council, are there any measures that you are taking to hold litterers accountable?
We have done the best we can, but the problem is that, as I said, as you already alluded to, we are trying our level best to have these anti-litter monitors in each and every suburb, 100 people, 80 people, just to conscientize people to throw litter where it is designated to.
That is Harare Councillor Peter Moyo on the line with reporter Ntungameli Nkomo from Harare.
A 15 months in federal prison. That's the time handed a Chicago man, Gregory Turner, by a judge yesterday after he was convicted of unlawfully lobbying for the removal of American sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF inner circle. The 72-year-old was accused of lobbying U.S. congressmen to remove travel and financial sanctions on Zimbabwean officials in a deal that would have earned him and his accomplice, Ben Israel, more than $3 million. Mr. Israel is already doing time after pleading guilty last year. In mitigation yesterday, Mr. Turner apologized for breaking the law, but said he was unapologetic for his anti-Zimbabwe sanctions push, saying the measures are affecting ordinary Zimbabweans. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached the political analyst Nkululeko Siwanda for perspective.
I think that we could make both sides that America wants to show the world or prove to itself that its laws do matter. But in a case such as this, where there was a law that restricted any business or engagement with Zimbabwe, they've expected that the repudiation would include a quite stiff term in prison. And I think 15 months is quite generous. In terms of issues that include talking about national sovereignty and international relations. I think usually you find that people get punished very heavily for such crimes. But I think that this one was merely a case of showing that the Americans firstly no longer believe in the Zimbabwean sanctions as such, but also that their laws do matter. I think his mistake was to get caught in this instance.
In mitigation, Mr. Turner said, and I quote, "I'm sorry for the mistake, but I'm not sorry for attempting to help 14 million people who are starving." What do you make of that?
I think that Mr. Turner seems to have believed that and to have had the conviction that something needed to be done and had no faith in the elections, and that you think that he is one of the remnants of the pre-African independence, pre-decolonial period activists who supported not just the African-American cause in the United States, but also the African cause in the colonized continent. And I think that that remains the case. But I think the broader point is a point that we have regularly made, that the manner in which the politics of sanctions against Zimbabwe and the international relations surrounding the Zimbabwe question was badly dealt with by the Western governments in terms of separating the struggle for democracy and the imperialist anti-colonialist rhetoric or anti-colonialist thinking.
A political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda on the line from England with the reporter Ntungamile Nkomo.
United States President Barack Obama last night delivered his sixth State of the Union address at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to a new Congress controlled by the opposition Republican Party. In his faced and defiant speech, the president touted the improving economy on his watch and made the case that government has a role in ensuring equal opportunity for all. Mr. Obama argued that a raft of new policy proposals, which include an ambitious plan to raise taxes on wealthy Americans and financial institutions to pay for progressive priorities that include favoring the middle class. He called for cooperation between the two main political parties in the U.S., saying there isn't a red America or blue America. Mr. Obama received much applause for calling on Congress to make sure women are paid equal pay as men.
Of course, nothing helps families make ends meet like higher wages. That's why this Congress still needs to pass a law that makes sure a woman is paid the same as a man for doing the same work. Missed? It's 2015. It's time. We still need to make sure employees get the overtime they've earned. And everyone in this Congress who still refuses to raise the minimum wage, I say this. If you truly believe you could work full-time and support a family on less than $15,000 a year, try it. If not, vote to give millions of the hardest working people in America a raise.
President Obama also lobbied Congress to make education at community colleges free.
By the end of this decade, 2 in 3 job openings will require some higher education. 2 in 3. And yet we still live in a country where too many bright, striving Americans are priced out of the education they need. It's not fair to them, and it's sure not smart for our future. And that's why I'm sending this Congress a bold new plan to lower the cost of community college to zero.
President Obama, those were remarks by President Obama in the U.S. Congress last night. For an analysis of the speech, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached human rights lawyer and Reagan Faso Democracy Fellow Arthur Gwagwa, who says the speech was very comprehensive and touched on issues of great importance to America.
Firstly, his concern about the middle class, that, you know, the middle class should be supported, but also his plan for the economy and other issues like, you know, environment, you know, foreign policy. And of course, I think his desire to work, you know, with, you know, the Republicans to bring about outstanding reforms in the next 2 years.
What are the takeaways for Zimbabwe from this address?
I think for me, there were lessons not only for the Zimbabwean government, but also for other actors like, you know, the opposition and, you know, Zimbabwean civil society in terms of addressing issues that really concern the ordinary people every day. If you noticed, he spoke about the concerns of ordinary families that fell on hard times, you know, during the recession. This is what government should be all about, you know, the people, about the ordinary people. But also, I think most importantly, you spoke about American values, about what it means to be a nation, what it means to be American. I think as a country in Zimbabwe, we have lost, you know, that sense of values, that sense of citizenship, what it means to, you know, to be Zimbabwean. So I think that was his strongest point, is that we can learn from as Zimbabweans. But thirdly, I think the issue of, you know, bipartisanship, the need, you know, to work together across, you know, partisan lines. As Zimbabweans, you know, the past 14 years has been highly polarized, and we could learn, you know, something from President Obama's appeal to the Republicans for Americans to work across the partisan lines.
Human rights lawyer and Reagan Fassel Democracy Fellow Arthur Gwagwa speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Washington, D.C. Dan Moyo, a Zimbabwean based in the United States, who is also a member of the MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that the middle class agenda set by Mr. Obama is applicable in most countries, including Zimbabwe.
He was able to articulate the fact that middle class economics work. Because when you uplift the middle class, you are empowering a larger population of people than you would if your focus was on just the rich and the affluent. So basically, by making sure that the middle class have good jobs, have good education, they're able to contribute towards the building the American economy. So it is a real brilliant strategy because here we are looking at numbers. The more people that are able to afford things, then the more production is going to be required in the country for services and goods, and therefore it is really a brilliant strategy.
Can this be applicable in a nation like Zimbabwe?
Yes, I think with willingness and leadership, that is direction, it is very much achievable. I know that in most cases, when a country like Zimbabwe faces such high unemployment rates, it's very difficult to reverse that. But you have to put plans in place that attract investments. You have to make the homeland open to people to come from outside to have that surety that their investments are going to be secure, that the government is not going to interfere with the running of the business.
That was Dan Moyo, a Zimbabwean based in the United States, who is also a member of the MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai, speaking with Studio 7 from Washington, D.C.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Now, a look at regional and international news.
2 days of talks between the United States and Cuba aimed at ending more than 50 years of Cold War era hostility begin today in Havana. The meetings are taking place 1 month after U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro announced the two countries were prepared to reestablish formal diplomatic relations. Today's opening round will focus on immigration, especially Washington's long-standing policy of allowing Cubans to stay in the United States once they step foot on American soil.
A top Lord's Resistance Army commander is now in custody at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Dominic Ongweni will undergo medical exams after being flown yesterday from the Central African Republic and is expected to make his first court appearance soon. His arrival at the court ends a nearly 10-year effort to have him face 3 counts of crimes against humanity and another 4 counts of war crimes. United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said Ongwen's arrival in The Hague marks an important milestone in accountability and a step toward justice for those victimized by the Lord Resistance Army.
And Zambia's Electoral Commission halted the release of presidential election results today as voting in some districts stretched into a second day. In a statement on its website, the chair of the commission, Justice Irene Mambilima, said continued announcement of the results while people were still voting could unduly influence the voters. A Zambian newspaper, the Lusaka Times, cites her as saying the delays were the result of bad weather, which made some polling stations inaccessible.
Eleven bodies of Zimbabweans who died in a road accident in Botswana almost 2 weeks ago are expected in the country this evening. Eight of the victims are from Malila Line in Cholocho under Chief Gambus Tole, who is part of the team tasked with the repatriation of the bodies. Another victim is from Malanda village in Cholocho, while two are siblings aged 7 and 8 from Machinge area in Vilingoma, Bulilima. The children's mother and six other passengers survived the accident, which occurred when a truck they were travelling in hit a donkey and rammed into a tree, killing 11 people on the spot. Cholocho District Administrator Nosizi Dube reportedly said most of the victims did not have passports, which delayed the repatriation of the bodies from Mahalapai Mortuary in Hospital in Botswana. Chief Gambu told Studio 7 that some government officials and relatives of the deceased have already left to receive the bodies at the Plumtree border post this evening. Gambu tells Studio 7 the government is assisting with burial expenses, and Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko has already donated groceries that are being used during the funeral wakes.
Villagers, community leaders, and government officials will divide themselves among various families to bury the deceased. Most of them are related and come from the same families. This is a very tragic event, and the community is shaken.
That was Chief Gambu Sithole of Cholocho on the line with Studio 7 from Cholocho.
The campaign by the Ministries of Health and Education targeting school children to eliminate the problem of bilharzia in the country ended its third day today. The National Mass Drug Administration program aims to distribute drugs and treat millions of children for bilharzia and intestinal worms. The Minister of Health says the program is running smoothly. The program is said to prevent illnesses in children aged between 1 to 15 years with drug administration points located at schools and health centers. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke to medical practitioner Dr. Douglas Gwatizo, who explains how the bilharzia and intestinal worm disease is caught and how it affects the body.
There's a stage in the cycle of the bilharzia worm that finds itself into the snail, and when it comes out of the snail, it then floats in water. And when somebody goes into there, they pick it up, it burrows through their skin and then spreads through the bloodstream. There are various stages that include the liver and also the bladder stage when bilharzia then sets in. And this is acquired through, you know, playing or walking through or wading through water bodies, generally those that are stagnant, especially in the remote areas of this country where bilharzia control or spraying of chemicals do not take place.
How exactly does one know what are some of the symptoms, if any, or what are some of the signs that someone will know that they might have bilharzia?
When somebody, you know, walks through or plays in water, it's not easy to notice that you've been infected or affected. But there are some who may feel that they feel itchy and scratching and funny, you know, pins and needles on their skin. But that does not mean that it's definitely bilharzia. It's only when the bilharzia worm gets to the bladder stage, when it starts laying eggs, that burrow through the walls of the bladder, of the urinary bladder, that is. And when that happens, usually the person is affected notices that there is blood at the end of their stream of urine. And the reason why it so happens is that these eggs that are on the bladder walls, they sort of break off. That tells you that somebody's got bilharzia.
That was medical practitioner Dr. Douglas Gwatidzo speaking on the line from Harare with reporter Tatenda Gumbo.
And now an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When President Barack Obama strode into the chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives last evening to report to assembled lawmakers, diplomats, and other distinguished guests on conditions in our country, he was following in the footsteps of other presidents who have used an occasion required by our Constitution in an effort to make history. Since President George Washington addressed the first Congress in 1790, all chief executives since then have followed his lead. And what began as a message between one branch of government to another has become a widely anticipated communication between the president and the people of both America and the world. Over time, radio and television coverage have increased the audience enormously. Now, President Obama is turning to social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, to reach a broader listenership of younger, digitally connected Americans for what is expected to be his most important speech of the year. Even presidents facing a Congress dominated by members of the other political party, as President Obama does now, have used the occasion to announce and promote significant new policies. President James Monroe, for example, crafted his 1823 State of the Union address to lay out a warning to the nations of Europe against interfering in the affairs of the Americas, the Monroe Doctrine. Abraham Lincoln told the nation in 1862 that he wanted to end slavery. And in 1941, Franklin Roosevelt laid out the four fundamental liberties that people everywhere in the world should enjoy: freedom of speech and of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. On a certain level, however, the speech transcends politics and statecraft. The Constitution's framers devised the address to promote transparency and accountability in government. Because the president has access to the most information on the complex workings of government, he is required to give a comprehensive assessment of the overall state of the nation and our relations with the world. It also speaks to the separation of powers in our government, in that while the president uses the address to propose new programs and initiatives, it is Congress that decides how to proceed. And ultimately, both branches are accountable to the speech's larger audience, the American people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about the issue of uncollected garbage in the cities and towns.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
And now to recap today's top stories.
people living with the HIV virus in the country are said to benefit from the National AIDS Council's plans to decentralize funding to the district level.
The problem of uncollected garbage and littering by members of the public continues to blight Zimbabwe's towns and cities, including Bulawayo and the capital Harare, otherwise known as the Sunshine City.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Yabonga Sithandekile Lojonga lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 21 ngozibandlela 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kaphela abasebenzi bomudampa izivi ndawo zonke. Kaphela abantu bonabo abalala makampani avalayo. Yibo abadizayisakanyeni ukuthi bona bazabhadala yamarezi. Bathi bayabhadala imali yakhona bayayithetha ngakubona bemodoni.
Udubo lokungcola kwamadolobho lokulahlwa kwezibi nguZulu Mahlayana solufike kuzinga elibi njalo amadolobho afana leHarare lakoBulawayo ingcekeza igcwele ndawana yonke.
Kodwa kuyaswelakala ukuthi uhulumende abumbe lokho thina sesimfuna esithi thina yi-collective bargaining council eyiyona eyabisisekelwa kakhulu isekela isisekelo sombuso i-constitution bill. Lokho ke state nabuyasikela ikho singaxoxisana ngakho lohulumende.
Inkokheli yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi zikahulumende ikakhulu ezababalisi ikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aphange alungisise umnotho uxolo aphange alungisise imithetho yokukhulumisana ngodaba luholo. Kumbiko wakhe we-State of the Nation Address uMongameli Barack Obama izolo uthe umnotho welizwe lakhe usuthuthuka ngesiqubo esihle. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Udubo lokungcola kwamadolobho lokulahlwa kwengcekeza mahlayana nguZulu solufike kuzinga elibi njalo amadolobho afana leHarare lakoBulawayo ingcekeza igcwele ndawana yonke ngoba ingabuthwa. Amakhansili athi kenelisi ukwenza lumsebenzi ngoba ingelamali. Ethesa uZulu umlando okungahlawuleli indleko zakhe zonke okwenza umsebenzi wawo ube nzima. EHarare kona umeli weBuhira South edalele parlamente umnumzana Joseph Chinotimba utshengisele kuleviki ekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi elahlele ingcekeza endaweni eziqondileyo njalo ehlanze amadolobho ahlala kuwo. UChinotimba ukhuthaze njalo uhulumende ukuthi esungule umkhankaso wokuthanyela amadolobho nyanga zonke ukuze ehlanzeke. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume ukhansila kaward 13 eHarare umnumzana Peter Moyo.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu okuyenza ngokuthi umnumzana Sinotimba kodwa ke mfuna ukuthi kona ngikubonise lokho kade ngakuboni iminyaka leminyaka ukuthi igovernment lapho avela khona i-ruling party lapho avela khona yena uSinotimba ngokwakhe yibo abaqalise lolu dubo kusenza ngabomu. Umuntu yabe exotshiwe njengesivuko seveni bamthathe bayamnika i-ofisi yekansili bathathe lowo bamnika i-ofisi yekansili umuntu leyo nabe sezihlalele e-ofisini atshiye ibhatshi esithi kukoma mazana lapho ezihlalele khona yadla ipensheni kambe bangangenzani kathesi inike njengomzekeliso i-City of Harare ili-limitating directors bayenzani ithebheni kambe nxa inabantu ama-directors ayi-4 i-City of Harare iyenza 13 babe senzani basinika udubo olukhulu kakhulu ukuthi sibichinge abantu bonabo siye kule 6 yibo abaqalise lolu dubo abantu laba bakade bengasebenzi okwesikhathi yeside yona igovernment ngokwayo
Njenge kansili ye Harare baba moyo lingathi lenza konke eliyikwenelisayo yini ukubona ukuthi ingcekeza iyalahlwa njalo abantu kabaphongulahla nje izibi mahlayana
siyazama ngazo zonke indlela kathezi silabantu esatrenayo abathi ama anti-litter monitors kuma lokishi lapho ezivela khona 100 or 80 nxa abantu bekhona sibili ayibe ngabhatalwa baphongune kwama certificates abe sehlala endlini umuntu abe sebona naye ukuthi khona nxa esenokishini uthi hayi abantu lingajikeli lapho izibi ungono siyokuhamba sisihambe siyofaka laphayana njengekhansili siyazama ngayo zonke indlela ukuthi khona sixwayise abantu ukuthi khona kuyingozi nxa umuntu ephongujiki iziri ndawo zonke abantwana bayathona lidlala emgwakhweni laphayana babe sebehamba kumajambu sayithona lana banyathele ezinye izinto eziningi izibungo ziyangena enyaweni ini amaimbodlela ziyangena khona phayana abanye bayakhipha izisu bayojika khona phayana kuyingozi kakhulu ebantwini.
Umnumzana Peter Moyo ngukansila kaward 13 eHarare. Inkokheli yenhlanganiso zezisebenzi zikahulumende ikakhulu ezababalisi isikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi aphange alungisise imithetho yokukhulumisana kudaba lweholo kanye lendlela eyisebenza ngayo ikakhulu umthetho we-Public Service Act ukuze uhambelane lesisekelo esitsha. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lezi nkokheli zibeka umlando indlela limithetho elotshwe ngayo zithi ibuthakathaka njengoba yelekelela kakhulu kuhulumende isenza abe malutshwana amandla abo okukhulumisana ngezeholo njengezisebenzi okubenza baphenduke abaphathisayo nje hathi ukuphatheka ngokugcweleyo kizo. Kuyilesi simo semithetho ebuthakathaka esenza behluleke ukuphuma lempumela esuthisa izisebenzi sikhathi sonke lapho kungenwa imihlangano yokukhulumisana phezu kweholo, kuveza omunye walezi nkokheli zababalisi yeZimbabwe Teachers Association ZIMTA umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu.
Kodwa kuyaswelakala ukuthi uhulumende abumbe lokho thina sesikufuna esithi thina yi-collective bargaining council eyiyona eyabe isisekelwa kakhulu kumbe isekela isisekelo sombuso i-constitution mpela. Lokho-ke sithe thina kuyasilela yikho singakuxoxisana ngakho lohulumende, kodwa sisebenzisa inkundla ye-NJNC yona esiyibonayo ukuthi kayiqinanga kayesincedi kalutho kayesincedi kangako ngokumabala kathezi ngokusemthethweni, yikho esikukhangela ukuthi kuyinto eseleyo lapho.
Uthi uNdlovu lalokho okuthiwa nguhulumende kudaba lokulungisiswa kwemithetho elawula izisebenzi zikahulumende kungacaci ekuthini kuzathatha isikhathi esinganani ukugqiba umsebenzi wokuyilungisisa ihambelane lesisekelo esitsha sombuso. Lesi simo uNdlovu uthi yiso esesisengezelela ekuthini bangaze balujaha udaba lokukhalala umsebenzi besesaba ukuba uhulumende uzasebenzisa imithetho ekhona esekela yena ukujezisa labo abaphatheka kikho njengalokho sekwenzakale kubodokotela.
Sikhuluma nje abantu bathi bona asehlukaneni sikhokhele umoya siyecabanga sisabo kakuhle sibuye siphindile enkundleni yethu ye-Apex mhlaka 27 sibonisaneni ukuthi siyabeloke sicabanga ofanayo na. Kanti njalo sibuyele kuma-members siwabuze ukuthi bona bazinikele na ukuthi bangene kusitereka belandela ukuthi izinto ezisileleyo yezwa ukuthi yebo kambe izithembi zikahulumende azigcwaliswanga ngonyaka ophelileyo, ngakho sokumele sidale isitereka kathesi.
Lo ngumbono osekelwe ngokhokhela enye njalo inhlanganiso yababalisi eye Progressive Educators Union of Zimbabwe PEUS othi imithetho ekhona ipha amandla uhulumende ukuthi enze santando kuzisebenzi zakhe, ngoba lalo mhlangano asebethe bawungena lo mphathi ntambo wezisebenzi zikahulumende kunsukwana isanda kwedlula ungakuvezanga ukuba usukusiba ngasiphi umsebenzi wokulungisiswa kwemithetho yezisebenzi zikahulumende ukuze ihambelane lesisekelo esitsha sombuso. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Y Clay, Studio 7, esakaza eZimbabwe. Lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalwane seMelika esitholakale silecala lokukhankasela ukuthi izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa iZimbabwe nguhulumende weMelika zesulwe sigwetshelwe ukupika okomnyaka lenyanga ezintathu izolo. Umnumzana Gregory Tena utholakale lecala lokwephula imithetho yeMelika ngokukhuthaza amalunga etalele Congress ukuthi esule izijeziso ezafakelwa uMongameli Mugabe labanye bakhe kuZANU PF nguhulumende weMelika ngomnyaka ka-2003. Uthena ubeseteswa icala linye lomunye wakhe umnumzana Ben Israel, yena ovumele licala nyakenye wagwetshelwa ukupika okwenyanga eziyisithupha. Embikwe na wethu le emthethwandaba izolo, umnumzana Tena uthe uyaxolisa ngokwephula umthetho, kodwa wathi wayezama ukunceda abantu beZimbabwe abayibo athi bahlukuluzwa izijeziso zeMelika lezi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe, umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibone ngani mina lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi i-America ilokhu isazama njalo ibizama ukuthi itshengisele ebantwini bayo ukuthi nxa ingathi yona ithethe isinqumo ngelinye ilizwe kufanele silandelelwe. Kodwa ngibone ngani inyanga ezingu-15 azithiweyo lundoda zitshengisa ukuthi hhayi bebengaluthathi udaba lweZimbabwe kalusekho phezulu kangako. Ngoba phela nxa sikhangela kwezokudlelana kwamazwi, amacala atholakala lapho ande ukuthi umuntu angagwetshwa, agwetshwe kabuhlungu. Kodwa mbonakala lapha mina hhayi akagwetshwanga kangako.
Emazwini akhe umnumzana Tena uthe uyaxolisa kakhulu kumthethwandaba ngokwephula umthetho, kodwa uthe kaxolisi ngokuzama ukuphathisa abantwana beZimbabwe. Uthi ningamazwi akhe la,
ubona ngamazwi akhe la atshengisa esihlala sikutsho nsuku zonke ukuthi phela indlela ebanjwe ephathwe ngayo kumbe yaphathwa ngayo inkankaso ebisenziwa ukuthi kube lenkululeko kweleZimbabwe kayizanga ihambe kuhle nxa sikhangela ehlangothini lwamazwe angaphetsheya. Akwenza kwaba ngani kulokulwa phakathi kwamazwe aphetsheya esasakathile amazwe abantu abakolonize e-Africa lomgabe lo president omgabe kumbe i-government yakhe ngendlela leyo kwenza ukuthi abanye abantu ababezimisele ukuthi i-Africa ithole izibuse nabantu be-Africa bathole izibuse balelokho becabanga ukuthi kulokho kuyiliyampi endala. Ngibone ngani lokhu yikwesikuthola emazini akhe. Kodwa singakukhangela futhi ngelinye icele sithi thina hhayi ungani uyaphambanisa kakhulu ngoba wehlile ukunanzelela ukuthi kuhulumende kapresident Mugabe kulokukhala okukhulu ukuthi kule corruption kulokuthi njalo umnotho welizwe lezifana le mali evela kuma diamonds lokunjalo lezinye izimali eziselizweni zitholwa njalo zisetshenziswa ngabantu abalutshwane kazitholwa nguZulu. Ngakho ukusebenzisana lokuncede kade kwenza upresident Mugabe bekungasizi uZulu 14 million leyakhuluma ngayo, bekusiza abalutshwane njalo kuqinisa abalutshwane labo ukuthi balelokhu bebambelela uZulu.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda yincwethi kwezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseNgilandi lapho afundisa khona ezombusazwe. Izidumbu zabantu abalichumi lanye ababhubhe engozini yomgwaqo eBotswana kumaviki amabili edluleyo zikhangelelwe ukufika elizweni namhlanje ntambama. Iziphathamandla zikarhulumente kanye lababhujelweyo bazahlangabeza lezi zidumbu ePlumtree Border Post. Iningi lababhubhileyo livela eMalila Line ngaphansi kukaChief Gampu Sithole ongomunye wabancedisa kulolu daba.
omunye ophupileyo uvela eMalanda Village eCholocho njalo abanye ngabantwana abayizelamani abavela eMachinge ebulilima. Unina wabantwana obikwa wasila kulingozi ndawonye labanye abayisithupha imota yabo ize iphume emgwaqweni yatshayana lesihlahla. Isiphathamandla sikarhulumente eCholocho unkosikazi Nosisi Dube ubikwa esithi abanye babengelancwadi zokuhambisa okubangele ukuthi izidumbu lezi zingalethwa ekhaya ngesiphangiphangi. Induna uChief Gampu uthi kukhangelelwe ukuba abantu laba bangcwatshwe ngasikhathi sinye.
Bangifikele kathesi ngama-past four besebentshela ukuthi kule 10-seater bus esihambile labajelweyo
amalungiselelo ebeliwenza insuku zonke lezi yiwaphi?
Okwakuqala siqale sihamba MP uZenzo Manda lo CEO weCholocho namapolisa uMthatha wamapolisa eCholocho sahamba la register siyi-team okuthiwa ekhangelane lenhlupho nxa kube nohlupho i-team yangkhona ihamba. So sahamba sisiyavakatshela imuseum khona siyakhomisa siya-identifya lokuthi abahluphekileyo bangaki. Kwezindawo besithola ukuthi umuzumuni bekusiba labantu abathathu ababhubhileyo. So besisiyakhangela khona lokho, siyabakhulumisa, siyabakhalela. Dalipho-ke mhlavice president buyezonika ubaba umphoko vice president igrocery ezadliwa ezasetshenziswa ekukhaleni khona lapho. Wetha 7,000 kumafamilies wonke labalimeleyo labagujeleyo. Igrocery yangkhona ithe izonikezwa abantu besikhona lapha, siyamukele sabonga.
Okunye ke okukhanya bazancedwa ngakho labo ababhujelweyo kuyini nguhulumente?
Ye, uhulumente ungenele ke kuhle wathi umsebenzi lowo uzaba ngowakhe. Kukhanya emhlanganweni kukhona kude kufunakala imali engange-1,800 but uhulumende yena ubenikeze $200 per body yabantu bona per family. La makhofini athengiweyo bebethe bazathenga amakhofini, I'm sure bathengele amakhofini akhona.
Sizwa kuthiwa kuzaba bazangcwatsha ngesikhathi sinye, bakuvumile njalo abantu lokho?
Ngithemba iprogram yabo bazangcwaba ngemizi ngemizi, bazadividana abantu abanye bayingali abanye bayingali abanye bayingali. Nami ngike ngibe khona kiyo yonke imingcwabo yakusasa, ngiza kuba kowodwa owemalanda kumalanda ngale.
Leyo yinduna uChief Gampu Sithole obekhuluma ecingweni lo Sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseCholocho. Umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Barack Obama izolo ntambama wethule umbiko wesimo selizwe iState of the Union Address, lapho aveze khona ukuthi umnotho welizwe usuthuthuka ngesiqubu esihle. Uthe njalo kumele kunanzwe abantu abasebenzayo labafundayo. Umongameli Obama wethule umbiko lo edale leCongress njalo uthe umnotho welizwe usukhuphuke okwamagama ukutshengisa ukuthi ibandla lakhe lama-Democrats lisebenze kuhle selokhu wangena esikhundleni.
We are 15 years into this new century. 15 years that dawned with terror touching our shores, that unfolded with a new generation fighting two long and costly wars.
Sesile mnyaka engu-15 singene ku-century leyi. Lapha ngikhuluma nge-15 years yesikhathi kungena lamagandanga lapha-ke eMelika. Ngiphinde njalo ngikhulume ngesikhathi lapho-ke ekade zisilwa khona impi ezimbili ezisiqedela imali okunye okumangalisayo.
But tonight, we turn the page. Tonight, after a breakthrough year for America, our economy is growing and creating jobs at the fastest pace since 1999.
Kodwa-ke lamhla sokumele ukuthi sibona igwaliba elitsha. Nxa sesibhekane lezomnotho kwele Melika, siyabona ukuthi umnotho uguquke okunye okumangalisayo kusukela ngo-1999. lemisebenzi isigcwele sibili konoku okade kuhlupa kakhulu sokudlulile elemelika salime kahle.
Umongameli Obama uthe kaboni ukuthi izisebenzi zincitshelwani iholo eligcweleyo nxa zikhumuka emsebenzini ngesizathu sokugula. Uphinde wathi kumele kukhutshulwe iholo labantu abahola imali ephansi.
It's time. We still need to make sure employees get the overtime they've earned. And everyone in this Congress who still refuses to raise the minimum wage, I say this. If you truly believe you could work full-time and support a family on less than $15,000 a year, try it.
Ngithanda ukubuza ukuthi khona manje ukhona na ocabanga ukuthi abantu bangaphila nge-minimum wage. Nxa ekhona likuzame sibone.
If not, vote to give millions of the hardest working people in America a raise.
U-Obama uqhubeke wathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi kukhutshulwe iholo labesifazana ukwenzela ukuthi lifananele labesilisa. Okunye njalo athi ofisa kwenziwe ukuthi kumele abantwana bafunde bengabhataleli emakolishini ama-community colleges. Okunye njalo akhulume ngakho ikuqiniswa kwempi yokulwisana lamalwa ecatsha awukholo lwesimoslem edlulisa amalawulo kwele Iraq la kwele Syria. Isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala eMelika, umnumzana Dan Moyo utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi u-Obama uyitshaye ekhaleni indaba yomnotho welizwe loba nje ehluleke ukukhuluma ngamalwa ecatsha ahluphayo ezwekazi le-Afrika ikakhulu kwele Nigeria awe Boko Haram.
Akazanga abe too strong ekudileni lazo lezo zinto, but ma ubhekisisa i-State of the Union uyibeke wayisacusa kahle ukuthi we have to start doing izinto in a smart way. Indlela izinto ebezisenziwa ngakhona kudala ukuthi every time ma lokungazwisisani sokusiwa empini as it is at the end of the day. Ngakho i-approach yakhe i-diplomacy ekudileni lezinto zangaphandle.
Siyawazi ukuthi akujayelekanga sibili ukuthi akhulume ngamazwi njengeZimbabwe nxa esenza i-State of the Union. Kodwa-ke uyibambile phela okunye okubamba amanye amazwe. Ungathini-ke ngokuthiywa kwamazwe anjengeZimbabwe, kambe kumuntu onjengawe kujona?
Kuyakhombisa ukuthi thina njengelizwe laseZimbabwe asila influence kakhulu. And mina ngokubona kwami isimo sethu eZimbabwe, ngibona ukuthi thina njengamaZimbabweni masingaphakami siyenza ama-demonstrations lakho konke okunjalo okutshengisa ukuthi asijabule ngokwenzakala ekhaya, then i-awareness yakhona ayibi khona, ngoba at the end of the day yithina ngabantu bakithi abahluphekayo, and thina yithina okumele ukuthi ngabe siyaphakama si-engage amazwe afana lakwa-America lamanye njalo avele angazwisisani le ndlela iZimbabwe ebuswa ngakhona. Kodwa I think kukithi thina njengabantu to bring i-awareness leyo ngokuthi sibe out there every time ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi konke okwenzakala ekhaya lokhu akujajulelwa. That is the only time engibona mina bengasithatha serious lathi bakwazi ukuthi bakhulume ngathi kuma-State of the Union.
Ye, mase sikhangele njalo-ke umnumzana uBarack Obama uphathe indaba ezimangalisayo nxa sikhuluma ngezemfundo. Ukuthi emakolejini la kuthiwa ngama-community college sokumele ukuthi abantu bafunde bengabhatali lutho. Kambe ungathi-ke eleZimbabwe lingacuphani ngakhonokho nxa sukhangela?
Imfundo ibalulekile ebantwini bakithi, ngoba isizwe ukuthi size sikhuphuke kumele sibe labantu abafundileyo.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo, isizalwane seZimbabwe khonapha eMelika njalo engowe-MDCT. Ngilifake ezandleni zikaChris Kande weStudio 7 esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Lingalitshona njani zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lishona lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lethu sixoxa lo mnumzana Obethi Mpofu, umphathi ntambo wezokuthwala iMinistry of Transport.
Into lonke ukuthi imali le etholakalayo ebithwani iyasebenza ngendlela esuthisayo. Ngakulokunye ongathi kakubonakali kuhle kumbe imali yakhona bazayisebenza, abantu ababuye bazositshela ukuthi babona njani, bazobuza lokuthi imali etholakeleyo yimalini. Sihlala sibatshela ukuthi imali etholakala ngeviki yimalini, ingenyanga yimalini, njalo imali yakhona iyangathi. Ama-bridges ayakhiwa, ayalungiswa lapho adabuke khona kwezindawo, kodwa kukaphendela izwi lade liliningi. Njalo imali le kayithathwa kulabo bezimota bemadolobheni, imali ethathwa emaphandleni kuma-rural district councils, emgwaqweni edlula kuma-district councils, rural district councils. Emadolobheni asingaqalisi ukuthatha ama-tollgate.
Nxa sikhangele indlela esetshenziswa ngayo imali leyi, isebenza njani ikakhulu nxa sikhangela imigwaqo emadolobheni ukuthi kulama portals lokunye okunjalo, iyaphathisa yini kumbe ama councils yo amela azibonele?
Emadolobheni kumele ama councils azibonele. Ibulawayo le Harare wonke ama urban centers kumele bazibonele. Asohlelo lukahulumende or iMinister of Transport elungisa imigwaqo le emadolobheni. Kodwa sithe njengoba into le ingathi ikhathaza wonke umuntu ohambisa imoto, sathi sincedaneni, sincedise lakho ngendlela encane le sincedisa ngayo ukuthi sincedise amadolobho. Asohlelo lwethu lokho. Imandethi yethu kayingeni emathawuni. NgikaMinister of Local Government emandethele futhi. And uminister umngane wami ubaba uThombo ube lokujabula kakhulu, wancedisa ukuthi into eHarare iqhutshele phambili. Izolo ade ngibobulawayo ukuthi senze njalo, but asisilohlelo lwe-Minister of Transport. Thina sikhangele ama-members but lawo kayalunganga, ama-portholes amangalisayo. Kade ngise Bed Bridge the other day, kade ngise Binda le Victoria Falls, kulama-portholes izulumile, kule nhlalakathi amagodi emgwaqweni. Akusithabisi lokho, lama kungithabisi njengo-Minister we-Transport. Kodwa okuyimadlana ngakuyimadlana esikutholayo siyakusebenzisa ukuthi kuvalavale imigodi leyo, but injongo yokuthi sakhe imigwaqo yethu kabutsha, sifake imigwaqo ama-highway njengo-Plumtree, Bulawayo, Harare, Mutare Road. Liyabona umgwaqo lona muhle, kodwa ifuna imigwaqo engcono kwedlula yona leyo. Kuzasisa ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye lawo wonke umuntu osebenzisa umgwaqo, kuze sithuthukise ilizwe lethu ngokwakha. Nokuthi kutshona sikhambelana amanga abantu cabanga into yokubisela emuva, hhayi thina sizasisithabele, sisithabele thina sokwakha. Nxa itholakala imadlana simele siyisebenzise, kumele isetshenziswe ngakhonokho kulokuza. Even ama-members of parliament abangacomplaini bayajabula bathi imigwaqo kathesi sisiwa ngcono, babona into esetshenzwayo. Njalo into ekhulunywa kakhulu le nsuku yinto yemigwaqo ngokuthi siyasebenza. Ngaba sezizidwaba kwamuntu okhulumayo, saforma i-committee ukuze sitshengisele abantu ukuthi into le isobala, kayivale kasoyengudlu. Kwafona i-committee i-disbursement committee ilamalunga e-Ministry of Local Government, ilamalunga e-Ministry of Finance, ilamalunga e-Ministry of Transport, ilamalunga yabantu abavela ku-President's Office. Imali ithi khitshwa nxa isiyancedisa emgwaqweni iphume kubo bona labo i-committee leyo. And i-committee leyo iyadingisisa ukuthi yena izimali lezi zingene kuwo wonke ama-regions lama-districts, kungala kuthi kule district enikwa imali enengoko edulenye, njalo mbe kule dolobho elinikwa imali enengoko edulenye. So siyazama kodwa abantu bakithi of course balelungela kuthiwa baphonge usola nje. Iningi lakhona ukuthi okunye engxeyi kungazi, but siyazama ngemizamo yonke ukuthi silungise i-development yethu. Yiyo into ngifuna ukuthi abantu bangikhumbule ngayo. Thina Mpofu walungisa imigwaqo kumbe wehlule kuwulungisa imigwaqo, but mina kwisithizwe sami kakhulu ukuthi imigwaqo ibe mihle. Ngokuthi lami ngihamba komgwaqo ngiyabona ubuhlungu babantu abukuthi kuba njani nxa besisebenzisa imigwaqo eminye lengalunganga.
Imali yangezelelwa yama-toll gates, kulokho kufunakala ukuthi ingezelelwe njalo.
Asoke singezelele imali, siyangezelela ama-toll gates. Ngathi sitshile ukuthi ona kumele sakhe i-cabinet sazokumele sakhe amanye ama-toll gates angamathumi amathathu ukuze sithole elokhu ze imali engancedisa layo. Even sazesifaka ama-toll gates azimangaki, imali yokuthi sakhe imigwaqo ngendlela esimbuyada ngayo asoziyemele ngokuthi umgwaqo odwa i-Bay Bridge, Mashingo, Harare, izethu leChirundu namabhiliyoni yonke umgwaqo engingakhuluma imali yakho nazinengomali sa akula lizwe lingakho imgwaqo lilodwa lingancediswanga nama-private sector.
Hhayi, kuyezwakala isikhathi eso singasavumi. Sibongile kakhulu.
Hhayi, kulungile.
Hlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba kwanelokwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo.